Let us name before God those for whom we offer our prayers. God the Father, your will for all people is health and salvation.
We praise you and thank you, O Lord.
God the Son, you came that we might have life and have it more abundantly.
We praise you and thank you, O Lord.
God the Holy Spirit, you make our bodies the temple of your presence.
We praise you and thank you, O Lord.
Holy Trinity, one God, in you we live and move and have our being.
We praise you and thank you, O Lord.
For the family and community that you have given us.
We praise you and thank you, O Lord.
Lord, grant your healing grace to all who are sick, injured, or disabled, that they may be made whole.
Hear us, O Lord of life.
Grant to all who seek your guidance, to all who are lonely, anxious, or despondent, a knowledge of your will and an awareness of your presence.
Hear us, O Lord of life.
Mend broken relationships and restore those in emotional distress to soundness of mind and serenity of spirit.
Hear us, O Lord of life.
Good and gracious God, whose loving hand has given us all that we have, may we continue in faithfulness and bask in your grace as we love and care for your children, knowing children imitate what they see. Lord, be with us.
Lord, may we see your reflection in our lives.
We remember in your presence the children that we see no more. We cry out with Rachel in grieving and lamentation. We refuse to be consoled. Lord, be with us.
Lord, you grieve as your servants grieve, and are sorrowful when you remember us.
We remember in your presence the children of our longing, those for whom we have hoped but have not seen. We weep, we laugh, we hope against hope with Sarah, Hannah, Rachel, and Elizabeth. Lord, be with us.
Lord, you grieve as your servants grieve, and are sorrowful in remembrance.
We remember in your presence the children given in adoption, remembering your care of Moses in the house of Pharaoh. Lord, be with us.
Lord, you grieve as your servants grieve, and are sorrowful in remembrance.
Lord, you have taught us that you do not cause grief and suffering to your children. Lord, be with us.
Lord, you grieve as your servants grieve, and are sorrowful in remembrance.
When darkness seems our only companion, you are with us. Lord, be with us.
Lord, you grieve at your servants grieve, and are sorrowful in remembrance.
We ask for your comfort and assurance in our sorrow, your assurance of hope as we struggle to live according to your love. Lord, be with us.
You are our rock, O Lord. Together we
in the midst of our lives, we stop and we allow your Holy Spirit to comfort us. Lord, be with us.
You are our rock, O Lord. Together we cling to you in spite of our drowning sorrows.
In marriage you have declared that two shall be one. Grief has torn the one into two, not in meanness or deceit, but from emptiness. Lord, be with us.
You are our rock, O Lord. Together we cling to you.
In our frustration and flailing about, empower us as never before to hold on to the one that you have created in marriage, crying together and not separate. Lord, be with us.
You are our rock, O Lord. Together we cling to you in spite of our sorrows.
Free us from the mindlessness or numbness that the world offers, O Lord. Make us new again in your strength and purpose by the healing of memories and the faith of love. Lord, be with us.
Hear us, O Lord of life.
Awaken us to the comfort of the Holy Spirit, creating in us new love that goes beyond anything we can ask or imagine. Lord, be with us.
Hear us, O Lord of life.
Direct our hearts to the hope of the resurrection, when you will wipe every tear from our eyes, when death will be no more, mourning and crying and pain will be no more, when you will dwell among us and we will be your children.
Hear us, Lord of life.
Restore to wholeness whatever is broken by human sin in our lives, in our churches, in our nation, and in the world.
Hear us, Lord of life.
You are the Lord who does wonders.
You have declared
with you, O Lord, is the well of life.
And in your might is the easy one.
Hear us, O Lord of life.
Heal us and make us whole.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you have promised to hear what we ask in the name of your Son. Accept and fulfill our petitions, we pray, not as we ask in our ignorance, nor as we deserve in our sinfulness, but as you know and love us in your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.